From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message called The Longest Day. As he continues this series in the book of Joshua, Dr. Cairns is dealing with verses 10 through 21 of the 10th chapter, which records one of the greatest miracles found in all of the Bible. Locked in a battle with the heathen Amorites, Joshua called upon the Lord to suspend the going down of the sun for a whole day, so that Israel might win a complete victory over the enemy. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns has been showing how God provides what His people need to accomplish His purpose. Joshua had several needs, the first of which was more light to enable him to achieve complete victory over the enemy. Similarly, the Church of Christ in our day needs more light, the light of the knowledge of Christ. Joshua also needed more power. Only the intervention of God could do what needed to be done. So the great need of the church today is for the power of the Holy Spirit. The third need Joshua has was more time. The extra day which God miraculously provided secured ultimate victory over the Amorites. The lesson for believers in every age is the proper use of the time God gives in order to serve Him. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
Our text for this morning is found in Psalm 52 and verse 8. The mercy of God. Meditate a little on this mercy of the Lord. It is tender mercy. With gentle, loving touch, He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. He is as gracious in the manner of His mercy as in the matter of it. It is great mercy. There is nothing little in God. His mercy is like Himself. It is infinite. You cannot measure it. His mercy is so great that it forgives great sins to great sinners after great lengths of time, and then gives great favors and great privileges, and raises us up to great enjoyments in the great heaven of the great God. It is undeserved mercy, as indeed all true mercy must be, for deserved mercy is only a misnomer for justice. There was no right on the sinner's part to the kind consideration of the Most High. Had the rebel been doomed at once to eternal fire, he would have richly merited the doom. And if delivered from wrath, sovereign love alone has found a cause, for there was none in the sinner himself. It is rich mercy. Some things are great, but have little efficacy in them. But this mercy is a cordial to your drooping spirits, a golden ointment to your bleeding wounds, a heavenly bandage to your broken bones, a royal chariot for your weary feet, a bosom of love for your trembling heart. It is manifold mercy. As Bunyan says, all the flowers in God's garden are double. There is no single mercy. You may think you have but one mercy, but you shall find it to be a whole cluster of mercies. It is abounding mercy. Millions have received it. Yet far from its being exhausted, it is as fresh, as full, and as free as ever. It is unfailing mercy. It will never leave you. If mercy be your friend, mercy will keep you in temptation to keep you from yielding. With you in trouble, to prevent you from sinking. With you living to be the light and life of your countenance, and with you dying to be the joy of your soul when earthly comfort is ebbing fast.
Shepherd, go before me, wise and loving guide. I have seen your goodness, proven sure and tried.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Joshua said, Sun, stand thou still over Gibeon, and thou moon over the valley of Ajalon. He was asking the Lord to intervene with the power of heaven to enable him to do the work of God on earth. Intervene with the power of God from heaven that I may do the work of God on earth. And you see, here is the uniform doctrine of Scripture. We cannot do the work of God on earth by any earthly power. It is not by might nor by power. Interestingly, it is not by armies. That's what the Lord says in Zechariah 4:6. Joshua was finding that. The best army in the world couldn't do the work of God. It needed heaven's power manifested on earth. Can I say to you, that's always the thing that completely takes the world and all its forces by surprise. You see, the world can only think in rationalistic, materialistic, worldly terms. That's the only world it knows. The world knows how to get a political pressure group. The world knows how to put on economic pressure. The world knows how to heap guilt. The world knows how to manipulate. Oh, it's well aware of all the usual ways. It knows the force of money. It knows the force of numbers. It knows the force of public opinion. It knows all that natural kind of force. The one thing it doesn't know is the power of God. And it is completely and utterly bamboozled, I think is the best word, every time it comes in contact with it. You look at the history of the work of God, that's always happened. In the ministry of our Lord Jesus, don't we read that the Spirit was given without measure unto him? What was the result? Luke 5:17, the power of the Lord was present to heal. In the early church, the Apostle Paul, when he came to Corinth, he said, my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Holy Ghost and of power. When he wrote to the Thessalonians just after he had gone into that heathen city and they had seen a great church established, he says, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. What was happening? God was giving the power of heaven to do the work on earth. Now that's what we need today. More power. We cannot do God's work without God's power. God has said it. Jesus said, without me ye can do nothing. Now you can try to make your nothing look good, but it's still nothing. You can try to make your impotence sound educated, but educated impotence is still impotence. You need power. The Lord Jesus promised it. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You'll be my witnesses. How do you get that power? Well, first of all, you ask for it. Just as Joshua did. You ask for it. Luke 11:13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Ask, and you shall receive. That's the context of that promise, actually. Ask and you shall receive. It's asking for the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus told the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem. He didn't simply mean hang around the street corner. He meant wait before God, holding up the promise that God has given you. Tarry until you be endued with power from on high. That's what they did. In the day of Pentecost, found them waiting, and God filled them with the Holy Ghost. Can I also say, Acts 5:32 says, we are his witnesses, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Ask for the Holy Spirit's power, yes, but God does not give the power of the Holy Ghost to live a disobedient life. Obedience and spiritual fullness go together. The power of God will do for us what God's intervention did that day for Joshua. God intervened first with hailstones. That's direct intervention, working without Joshua. But then God intervened, prolonging the day in order that Joshua would be the Lord's instrument. God will go ahead of you, and he'll do things without you. He'll do things far beyond anything you could ever accomplish, but he will always come back to be using his people. The hailstones were just a shower. Joshua had to go on battling. I have met people I know people whom the Lord has saved without human instrumentality. But that's not his usual way of doing things, is it? He says, you go and be my witnesses. I have known occasions when I have thought about going to do the work of God, and when I got there, I found the Lord had been there before me. And he had done a lot without any help from me. But that didn't mean there was no work for me to do. In the light of that, go on. You need the Lord's power. More light, more power. And then, perhaps this is the most poignant for us of all, he needed more time. We need more time, and the Lord gives it. Joshua deeply felt the shortness of time and the greatness of the task. I think of the psalmist in Psalm 89, verse 47. He cried to the Lord, remember how short my time. And he's talking about my lifetime. Remember how short my lifetime is. Paul said to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7:29, the time is short. There's so much to do and so little time to do it. So we need to cry to God, not only more light, Lord, more power, Lord, but more time, Lord. And as we pray for that, we are really praying, Lord, let me use time wisely. Let me put it to you very bluntly. You cannot pray for more time if you don't use the time God has given you for His glory. Paul tells us that we're to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. He tells the Romans that they are to be knowing the time. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. You know, I think that those are a couple of texts that most Christians nowadays would do well to pay attention to. Redeem the time. Now, I'm not one of those people that believes that Christianity is to be a long-faced affair, that you go through the world and all the days you have in the world, and the more miserable you are, the more spiritual you are. I don't think that's biblical at all. But neither is Christianity and our time serving Christ in this world and to be some sort of a child's picnic. We are running after every colored balloon and bauble of the world. We are here as the servants of Jesus Christ. We are here as the bond slaves of our Master. We are here as soldiers in the army of the King. We should know the time, and it is not a time for spiritual sloth. It is not a time for lying sleeping. It is a time to be up and doing for God. I wonder, is that true of you today? So many of us, we're living in past time. Lord, remember the times I used to be in the prayer meeting, but I don't do it anymore. Remember the times I used to be witnessing, but I don't witness anymore. Remember the times, Lord, when I was in the Bible, but I hardly read it anymore. There were times when I knew what it was to pray and fast and spend time with God, but all that's in the past. Spiritually, you're sleeping. There are people here who say they're saved and they're so deeply asleep, you'd hardly know they weren't dead. Knowing the time, I want to tell every Christian here, there is a day coming, not very far from now, when you will say, I would to God that I'd used the time I had, for it's gone, and I would give anything for a chance for more time to serve God. I've often told you, or at least I have told you, way back in the early 1970s, we came back from a trip to the Holy Land. My sister was smitten, desperately ill. I remember traveling up that night from Ballymoney to Belfast to go to the hospital to see her. It was a Wednesday night. And I honestly believe that night I had said goodbye to her for the last time. I never thought I would see her alive, and neither did her doctors. I came home to Joan that night and I told her, I think, she's gone. She was a Christian. She'd wasted time. And she cried to God, and God in mercy heard her. Her cry was, "Lord, before I die, give me time and opportunity to win even one soul for Christ. I've wasted time, I've wasted life." I wonder, my friend, if you were to be your deathbed today, how you would look at the things that you've been boasting about, and they're so important that they have wiped out spiritual considerations almost altogether. How important would they be lying in your deathbed? For the most part, God in grace sometimes, as in the illustration I've given you, goes the extra mile in this, but for the most part it's useless to pray for more time unless you're willing to use the time God gives you for His glory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.